Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Unconditional Living, the Key to Happiness and Creating Your Desires, where I show you how to take control of your life by not trying to control conditions and reacting to conditions, and instead being happy regardless of the conditions around you. I'll show you how to remake and improve the conditions in your life by seeing what you want to see rather than just being entranced by what is. The only reason you want anything is to be happy, but things and goodies and money and people don't make you happy. You do, because you decide that these things please you or don't. And all anyone wants is to be happy. But you can't really get happy living a life pursuing things that will make you happy. A truly empowered master is one who decides he or she is going to be happy regardless of conditions, situations, and what people are thinking and doing, etc. So, be prepared for quantum empowerment, because this success and happiness key is a hum-freaking-dinger of a key. It is the absolute number one key to your happiness, freedom, and fulfillment. And when you master the art of conditional living, your life will truly be magical, prosperous, loving, joyful, adventurous, healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling. And you will influence others to believe that they too can be unconditional livers and unconditional lovers and create magical, prosperous, loving, joyful, healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling lives as well. So enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my podcast videos, articles, etc., I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this, please share it with your friends, help bless them and their lives. Come visit me at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Unconditional living, the key to happiness and creating your desires. Most people live conditional lives. We've been taught to be happy when things are good and sad when things are bad. We witness conditions and judge them as good or bad, and we have been trained to be happy when the people around us are happy and sad when they aren't sad. And we've been trained to do our best to try to keep everyone else around us happy so that we'll be happy. Our lives typically revolve around the conditions around us, but this form of conditional living is really not living at all. It is a disempowered way of existing whereby you are just a reactor, not an actor. Most people allow conditions, other people, and situations that have been created by the collective consciousness of humanity to determine their emotional mood and emotional state, rather than being proactive and determining their own mood regardless of the conditions. The latter way of living is a much more empowered way of living. This is why we admire the, quote, cool guy or the, quote, cool girl who don't seem to care what other people think about them. They're confident regardless of anyone else's perceptions of them. And they don't try to please other people. Some people would call these cool, aloof people selfish, and they would be correct. But this, quote, selfish classification from them is meant to be an insult. But I would like to get you to consider that being selfish is actually a really good thing and is your key to happiness. Because the opposite of being selfish is a non-stop, never-ending focus upon pleasing others at your own expense. And always chasing after this and that that's going to please you, or you believe is going to please you. In other words, if I can make other people happy, then I will be happy. But there are too many people to please, and their list of demands that you must adhere to make sure they are always happy is way too long to remember, and it changes every single day. And the truth is, it's not your job to please others in the first place. It's your job to please yourself, and it's everyone else's job to please themselves. It's your job to make sure you're happy, and it's everyone else's job to make sure that they're happy. So you can finally let yourself off the hook from the absolutely impossible task of pleasing everyone on planet Earth and everyone around you and start focusing on your own happiness. I call this divine selfishness. And you can finally let everyone else off your hook and give everyone the freedom to please themselves without any future demands that they must make sure they act in certain ways to ensure your happiness. Now you and everyone else can be free to follow their own dreams and desires and just focus on what feels the best for them. Now you are an unconditional lover and an unconditional liver. But most people won't understand your newfound coolness and your freedom. They won't understand your apparent aloofness and apparent selfishness because your previous relationships with these people were built upon acting in certain ways to ensure each other's happiness. You made an agreement, even if it was unconscious, that you would do and think and act in certain ways to make sure you keep each other happy. And you will probably have to find new friends and lovers who are more in alignment with your new found freedom and your new found divine selfishness. Although some people will get it, they will intuitively understand your new unconditional outlook on life, and they will love the freedom they feel around you, and you may influence them to adopt a similar outlook. And some people will ask you your secret of happiness, and it may be appropriate to describe your new free unconditional perspective, but it may be difficult to explain it to people who are reacting because they feel like you are abandoning them and becoming aloof and what they would judge to be selfish. And they probably won't understand, and you may get off track trying to explain it to them. So, use your awareness here when it feels appropriate and it feels good to explain it. Children will understand this a lot sooner than adults because they remember, until it is trained out of them, that they are the center of the universe and they are absolutely priceless and life is supposed to be fun. The programmed part is the belief that everyone must bend over backwards to please them, which they learn from their parents and society who are making the same demands. And they also learn this type of activity because what's taught out of them or programmed into them is that they do not have the power to create their own realities and you must get other people to do it for you. But as soon as you explain that it is not your job to act in certain ways to make sure your children are happy, and that it is their job to make sure they are happy by thinking good feeling thoughts, and when they start thinking good feeling thoughts, they're going to create and attract what they want, then they will understand because they are still fresh with not as many limited beliefs and perceptions as the adults and their parents who were trained to believe it was their job to please their parents, teachers, bosses, friends, lovers, etc. Now, everyone who lives a conditional existence reacting to the conditions around them are trying to control these conditions with their actions and their judgments because we have been taught the lie that there is good and bad, and you must be good or you'll be judged by the wrathful overlord, who is in control of your existence, supposedly, and determines if you will receive favor and be granted through the pearly gates to heaven, or receive punishment and eternal damnation, and live out your existence in eternal torment of fire and brimstone, whatever the hell brimstone is. It doesn't sound very good. And we've been taught to control conditions. We must please everyone around us so we won't get kicked out of the tribe and get eaten by the saber-toothed tigers. And we've been taught that to control conditions to ensure your happiness and survival, you must get rid of, kill, imprison, vote against, blog against, post about, talk about, protest against, etc., everything that you hate. But that does nothing but make you feel bad because you are talking about and fighting against what you hate and not thinking about what you want and what you like and what you appreciate, which would feel good. There is no leverage in trying to control conditions. There's no leverage at all in judging conditions and trying to get rid of your conditions. There are too many variables to try to control, too many people to judge, condemn, and kill. And the more you focus on what you hate, the more you will keep manifesting and attracting more things that you hate. But there is a ton more leverage available to you if you do not try to control conditions and people, and you just leave everyone else alone and keep your nose out of everyone else's business. And instead, you only focus upon controlling your own inner conditions. In other words, get happy and be happy regardless of the conditions and regardless of what anybody else is doing. Stop giving your power to your happiness, abundance, and fulfillment to conditions and other people. Let me say that again a little bit clearer. Stop giving the power away to achieve happiness, abundance, and fulfillment to conditions and other people. And when you can show yourself the power and the relief and the joy and the freedom of unconditional happiness, then there is no limit to the amount of conditions that you can affect. So how about that? Another way of putting it is you control conditions, or you can control conditions, by not trying to control them with any form of thought or action, which is contrary to what everyone tells you and what everybody believes, that you control conditions by action. So let's say that again. Another way of putting it is you control conditions not by trying to control them with any form of thought or action. You control conditions by your inner beliefs, thoughts, perceptions. Anyway, you create new conditions, more preferred conditions, by allowing life as it is to just be how it is, and appreciating what is working well, what you like, what you love, and paying no attention to what is not working well and what you dislike and don't want. You control conditions by evolving them with your desires for their improvement. But you don't try to change things as they are. You just see things as you would like them to be. Because if your happiness is dependent upon any conditions being a certain way, then the absence of that condition will keep you from your happiness. And then you will always be chasing after happiness by trying to change conditions. So your happiness will always elude you, and you will live a sort of complacent, semi-depressed existence with your dreams unfulfilled. But if you can get a handle on this unconditional living and unconditional loving existence, you will have an absolutely magical, prosperous, healthy, wealthy, joyful loving and fulfilling life where you're just creating more wonderful things every single day and you're just having an absolute ball. And that's why you're actually here on planet Earth, to have fun. So start having fun, okay? Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Help bless them in their lives to help them be happy first so they can create what they want. Help them become unconditional livers and lovers and become proactive creators of divine reality so that they can be, do, and have whatever they want in their lives and you can have fun together and play together. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create for more fun and money and freedom and adventure and whatever you want in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you'd like to learn how to create for yourself a life where you are free to do what you want and travel the world, you're able to travel a lot cheaper. You're able to make extra money and even achieve financial freedom. If you want to create that in your life, where your life is a nonstop journey of fun, freedom, and fulfillment, then go to ilovefreedom.info. Give me your details. Let me show you how. Let's lock arms together. Let's play together. Let's have fun together. Let's create a legacy together. Let's help other people travel the world and have more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in their lives. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.